Chapter 15. Mrs. Norbury confides in dear Mr. Gillingham. They left the road and took the path across the fields, which sloped gently downwards toward Jallands. Antony was silent, and since it is difficult to keep up a conversation with a silent man for any length of time, Bill had dropped into silence too. Or rather, he hummed to himself, hit at thistles in the grass with his stick, and made uncomfortable noises with his pipe. But he noticed that his companion kept looking back over his shoulder, almost as if he wanted to remember, for a future occasion, the way by which they were coming. Yet there was no difficulty about it, for they remained all the time in view of the road, and the belt of trees above the long park wall which bordered its further side stood out clearly against the sky. Antony, who had just looked round again, turned back with a smile. "What's the joke?" said Bill, glad of a more social atmosphere.
"Cayley, didn't you see?"
"See what?"
"The car, going past on the road there."
"So that's what you were looking for. You've got jolly good eyes, my boy, if you recognize the car at this distance after only seeing it twice."
"Well, I have got jolly good eyes."
"I thought he was going to Stanton."
"He hoped you'd think so, obviously."
"Then where is he going?"
"The library, probably, to consult our friend Usher, after making quite sure that his friends Beverley and Gillingham really were going to Jallands, as they said."
Bill stopped in the middle of the path. "I say, do you think so?" Antony shrugged his shoulders.